This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We got all kinds of Ask Dr. Jesse questions to go. Ah! I'm excited. You're excited. I can't believe. So, by the way, someone emailed earlier. We've had a few of these where people have already gotten their books, the Anti-Communist Manifesto. And I was so curious. I actually reached out to some people during the break. I said, why are people getting their books? Because the book is not out until June 6th. Apparently, this is one of those things that happens. It's a simple mistake by the various, I don't know whether it's the bookstores or the shipping company. He wasn't being specific about that. But if you have one pre-ordered, it might be there any day. I don't know. It's not supposed to work that way. But hey, banker in your favor. How about that? JesseKellyBook.com. And don't forget, that's where all the book tour info is. That's where you can upload your form to get your AC pin, your anti-communist pin, everything you need. If you want a signed copy, that's where you can buy it. JesseKellyBook.com is your one-stop shop for all these different links out there. Jesse, I know you've always spoke about how annoyed you are when people don't replace carts in the parking lot of stores. You've even taught your boys the same. I was also like this pre-pandemic. I always put my cart back in the corral, but since the pandemic, I stopped doing that and leave it right where my car is. I know I'm supposed to be better with where I spend my money, but there are times more often than not I cannot avoid going to a big box store that treats us like garbage over the last 3 years. I'm not mean about it, and I put it in a position that won't roll into other people's cars. But this will force companies to spend extra money to hire more people to gather the carts. My little way to stick it to them. What say you? No. You're not sticking it to Walmart by leaving your cart in the middle of the parking lot. You're, one, sticking it to someone else who has to avoid your cart, wrangle up your cart. That's one. Two, you're sacrificing your own integrity to try to get at them. It's not about them. It's about you. Replacing the grocery cart, putting the grocery cart back where it's supposed to go, speaks volumes about you. Why? Because you don't have to do it. Because nothing's easier. It's maybe the easiest way in the world to do the wrong thing. Nobody's going to track you down, yell at you, tell you you're inconsiderate. If you want, you can just leave that cart right where she is, back up and drive away and never think about it again.
But it shows how you view yourself and your place in the world. It's one of my biggest pet peeves. It's one of the most selfish things you can possibly do, because it's easy to pull it back into one of the little cart stations, and it's easy to leave it there. The right thing is easy. The wrong thing is easy. If you choose the wrong thing, that's on you. It's what I always said about credit scores. I've told you this before. Remember, I'm new to this. I was selling RVs right before I came and did this about 5 years ago. And I got to a point where I could tell you with a pretty good degree of accuracy if you had good credit, outstanding credit, bad credit, after a 30-second conversation with you. Why? Well, let me clarify. I know there are reasons, legitimate ones, to have bad credit. Divorces will blow up your credit. Bankruptcies, especially bankruptcies because of COVID, can blow up your credit. There's plenty of reasons, legit reasons, why people have bad credit. But those are the minority reasons. The majority of people who have bad credit, they have bad credit because they don't pay their bills, or they haven't paid a bill. They got a cell phone, don't pay the bill on time. A car note, don't pay the bill on time or at all. An apartment, a house, don't pay the bill on time at all. Running up credit card debt you can't afford. But what does that really show? If I have a cell phone, if I have my Pure Talk cell phone, which of course I do, I have my Pure Talk cell phone, and I don't pay the bill. What does that really mean, if I don't pay the bill? It means, A, I'm probably irresponsible. Almost undoubtedly, it means I'm irresponsible. I've taken out something that I can't pay back. It's a contract. I'm irresponsible. I'm not good with my money. Maybe I didn't have the money to pay my cell phone bill. I bet I went out to eat it at least once that month. I bet I went out and got a double cheeseburger somewhere. I bet I have streaming subscriptions. What it shows is, it shows that I view the world through an extremely self-centered lens, and that I view my place in the world as being more important than it really is. I'll never forget, as long as I live, one of my least favorite customers ever. He was this blowhard idiot who walked in. I want to know the most expensive one you got. I might even pay cash. That instantly, you know, that guy's got a 500 credit score and can't pay for anything. But I have to go through the whole thing, and I show him a bunch of RVs, and of course he picks one out. I like this one. It's better than what my brother's got. You better give me a good deal. It's just the most annoying thing in the world. Yeah, I'll take care of you. It's fine. So I have to take his credit application. I take back his credit application, and surprise, surprise, I forget if he had low 600s or high 500s, but it was really bad. He's not going to get an RV, not going to get a loan. But here's the best part about it. It was one cell phone bill. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was for Verizon. One cell phone bill. He actually had paid most of his bills on time, but one cell phone bill that had gone on so long that it had gone to collection, and now a collection agency was after him, and it was under $200 that he owed Verizon, under $200. And I had to go break the news to him. This is never fun when you have to do this. You're not buying an RV. Sorry. Well, why not? I can buy anything I want. No, you can't. I have your credit report here. And the credit report you get when you're in sales, it's not like the one you and I get now where you just get your score. I have your life. I have a detail of your life. Everything, every loan, everything you've ever paid back. And I have all the details on your delinquencies. And I said, well, sir, you see this? It's a Verizon bill that it had to go to collections. You didn't pay your bill. Did you know about this? You're daggone right. I knew about it. I forget what the deal was. They didn't send him something or something he wanted. I told him I wasn't paying it. I said, okay, but you never paid it, so it's not paid off. No, and I ain't paying it. I ain't paying it. Okay, well, boy, you really showed them. Verizon's missing your $200. He was going to live in his RV. He was going to the oil field. You will now be renting a hotel room. So, man, you really stuck it to Verizon. Exact same thing. Credit stuff like that, exactly the same as a grocery cart thing. It speaks volumes about you and how you view your place in the world. Jesse, do you think a retirement withdrawal, that's a hard word, Chris. I'm not even obfuscating. That's a hard, what? So do you think a retirement withdrawal run would be effective in slowing slash stopping the ESG madness, basically defunding it? All right. Let's deal with this here. Answer your question. The short answer is yes. But the long answer is this is one of the mistakes we make. And I've made this mistake a million times in my life. We'll come up with a concept that in no way at all will be realistically implemented, and will suggest it as being a possibility. Would it make a big deal? Would it break the ESG if every single American ran out and withdrew their ESG funds from the stock market? Of course. Is that something that's ever going to happen? No. No. In order for these things to take effect, they have to have widespread support, wide enough for people to feel pain. That's a good point, Chris, the Bud Light thing. The Bud Light boycott, I've got news for you. As proud as we are of ourselves, and we should be because we started it. You started it. I started it. It was started from the right wing, from the anti-communist circle. It was started there. But that's not why Bud Light has lost billions of dollars and looks like they are in free fall right now. They're in free fall and they lost that much money because it gained popular support outside of just our circles, outside of people who listen to the Jesse Kelly show. It went way beyond that. There are men all across America boycotting Bud Light who have no idea who I am. Therefore, when we sit down and we come up with these theories or come up with these solutions, like yanking all our money out, it sounds good. And yeah, it would work, but that's never going to catch on. It's like when I tell people to move from blue to red, people email in and they say, no, Jesse, everyone needs to band together and move to a purple state. Okay, well, even if you like that idea, that's not realistic. If people are moving, they're going to move to a place where they definitely want to live. They're not going to move for political purposes to a purple state and try to save it. That's not realistic. It won't gain popular support. Make sense? Speaking of blue states and red states and people moving, someone has a question. Someone has an animal fight question. Someone has an anti-communist question. All that and more is still to come. Now, you know what else is coming? Calamity and disaster. I don't know another way to put it. Russia is gearing up to use nukes. Did you know that? They've moved their nukes into Belarus. Did you know that China, once again, yesterday, stiffed our defense secretary? The world is hardening against us. What does that mean? Oh, I don't know. We were also on the brink of financial disaster too. Maybe you should have an emergency 3-month food kit like now, right now. Once calamity comes and you need it, it's too late. So get it before you need it. My Patriot Supply has 3-month food kits prepped and ready to go. And right now they're $200 off, but you have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com to get that deal. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Everyone in your family needs one. Everyone who lives in your home. Go now.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I love some Hall & Oates. That is such a good song, Chris. That song, you know what? Can we pause the show? Oh, we're live. I guess we can't pause it. I want to download that song. Hold on. I'm going to download it. I want to see. Let's look. Not everyone can download music with the speed and efficiency with which I download music. Hall and Oates. Isn't that song called Out of Touch? It's called Out of Touch, right? Why am I not seeing it? Hall and Oates is screwing this up for me. I don't even see. Oh, it's not going to work. People don't download music anymore? Why? How do they? What do you mean they stream it?
You don't have to download it to hear it? Then where do I hear it? Michael, expressing frustration at me doesn't help anything. You keep saying you just stream it as if that's an explanation. Okay, well, where do I stream it? Is that on Google? What? Anywhere? Well, I don't see it on here. Not on my phone. I don't know. Maybe mine's broken. Phone's probably broke. Figures. Quick update. This is going to sound dire and drastic, but it is true. You'll figure out certain themes on this show that are never going to go away because I've used some things as being inevitable. There is a clash coming. Hopefully not a violent one, Lord willing, but there is a clash coming one day, not tomorrow, but one day, between the federal government and what is, Lord willing, a coalition of red states. Everything we do as anti-communists should be in preparation for that day. That's why I tell you to move. That's why I tell you to get involved in local politics. That's why I tell these red state AGs to start reorganizing their state police, to stand up to the FBI. I say all of these things in anticipation that the day is coming where a coalition of red states is going to have to stare down the federal government. Everything they're doing is gearing up towards that. The communists are preparing for that, just so you know. They are making preparation. They know that day is coming. We need to be better about it. You want to know another exhibit? Corinne Diversity hire from today was asked, keep in mind, red states are passing these honestly fairly innocuous bills that they're just saying, dudes can't compete in women's sports here. Women are getting blown out. They're getting hurt. They're getting beat up. Take your training nonsense somewhere else. I don't want you waving your penis around in the girls' locker room. That's all they're saying. This was Corinne Diversity hire from earlier today.
This year alone, more than 600 anti-LGBTQI bills have been filed in state houses across the country, and a significant portion of those bills target transgender youth. As President Biden says, these young people are some of the bravest people he knows, but no one should have to be brave to be themselves. It's why the president has taken historic steps to advance equality for LGBTQI community and protect civil rights. He was proud to sign an executive order directing federal agencies to protect LGBTQI families and youth, support youth mental health, and stop harmful conversion therapy policies. DOJ is actively supporting challenges to state laws that target transgender kids. In light of the Dobbs decision, he took action to protect marriage equality by signing into law the Respect for Marriage Act. This year,
the DOJ going after red states using civil rights laws to ensure that young men can compete against our daughters. Now, once again, it's just yet another story proving my point. They are preparing. They're preparing to win that battle when that battle comes. And Lord willing, it's not a violent battle because I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But they're preparing to win that fight. Are we, or are we still doing this painfully naive thing where we think we're going to win the presidency and that will somehow fix it all? Nah, Jesse, this will get fixed if we just get Trump in there. No, Jesse, DeSantis will fix all this. Dude, I want one of those guys to win too. That's fine with me. We are so far away from one man walking into the Oval Office and fixing what is now an infection, a communist infection in our federal government. We are a long, long way away from that. Jesse, do you ever get concerned that people migrating to Texas from blue states may continue voting the same way? No. And here's why. Now, hold on. Let me clarify. Yes, I'm concerned, but no, that's not happened. And let me clarify. I know we say this a lot, that we don't California my Texas and things like that. Listen to me. I know several different groups in Texas. One of those groups is the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Really cool group. But they're all over these things, interstate issues. And they're polling people all the time, figuring out the who's who and what's what. The people who move to Texas are overwhelmingly, I think the number is well over 60% of them, are Republicans. That's why they're coming here. Do Democrats move here too? Of course they do. Are Democrats moving to your Idaho, to your Florida, to your South? Of course they are. But people are migrating to live under their own values. So are there Democrats coming in? Yeah. But our numbers get stronger the more people that move because it's more red people. Yes, it's always a concern. Are we going to get too many Democrat imports? But the numbers don't bear that out. Where that does happen is when these idiot governors invite whole companies in. So people aren't migrating. They're just coming with their work. Oh, we're thrilled to have this liberal company and their 10,000 employees. Great, you just wrecked our voting base. What are you doing, idiot? All right, let's talk about the real issues, like tigers versus grizzly bears, because I have to own something. What, Chris? Before we get to that, let's deal with a different kind of an animal, a dog. You know, I told you the boys have been at camp, and my dog is, well, I told you he had digestive issues after every meal. We know now that he has those issues because I think I have the only dog in America with anxiety problems. We should probably get him on some anxiety medication or something like that. Unless all four members of the family are together in the same room, he's a wreck. So this week, the week we sent them to camp, was always the week where Fred was really, really, really bad. But Fred didn't have any digestive issues this week. And that's because of Rough Greens. And that's the only friggin' reason. We pour it on his food. He gets probiotics and digestive enzymes and omega oils. And he's happier and healthier. The anxiety's still there, but the food isn't coming back up. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's how you get a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, reminding you.
You know, freedom is not free.
And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Still a little bit upset with Chris and Michael for belittling me because I don't know how to stream things. And then they did that thing that I can't stand it. My kids do the same thing to me when they know stuff and I ask them to explain it to me. They just repeat back to me the same thing they already said as if that's an explanation. I said, where do you stream it? And they said, everywhere. As if that informs me of something. I need detailed instructions. Hey, remember, I had this guy on one time. I'll never forget it. And I think, hopefully he's not listening. I guess he could be. But he was one of these guys who did blockchain. Now, I need to clarify. I don't know what blockchain is. It's something to do with the internet. I'm not going to ask either of you two doofuses. So just know, I didn't know what it was. I really didn't know. And I figured people in the audience didn't know either. So I said to the guy, okay, can you act like I have no idea what blockchain is because I really don't? And can you explain what blockchain is? And you know what his answer was? I'll never forget. Yeah, man, it's like March Madness. What does that mean?
How is that in any way an explanation? Chris and Michael, oh, just stream it. Okay, stream it? What does that mean? From where? Everywhere. Like, that helps me at all. We're moving on. I'm done with these two. Jesse, 600-pound tiger or an 800-pound grizzly bear? Who wins? Okay, well, let's be clear about this. If those are the weights, then the grizzly bear wins. Remember, we like to cheer for the little guy. You know, no one reads the story of David and Goliath and roots for Goliath. Nobody does. You like to root for the little guy. Everyone does. And because of that, we like movies where the female character will fight 10 guys with her spin kicks and things like that. But we always have to keep in mind that's make-believe. And it, well, not David and Goliath, but I'm talking about the spin kicks in the movies. That's make-believe. And David gets his head chopped off in about 35 seconds by the 9-foot-tall monster named Goliath if he doesn't have the God of the universe on his side. Why? Because size matters a lot. There's a reason they have different weight classes in the UFC and in boxing, and it's not to protect the bigger guy. If one fighter is even 20 pounds heavier, if we're talking equal training here, if one fighter is even 20 pounds heavier than the other guy, he has such a huge advantage in not only his punching power, his ability to take a punch, and that same thing applies to the animal world. So let's just do this really quickly. Let's assume the tiger and grizzly bear are the same size. Say they're both 600 pounds. I have previously said, I think I said on this show, because we're always tackling the tough issues, I've previously said that I think the grizzly bear wins that easily. They're just mean and nasty and brawlers, and they're just all, bears are all muscle and bone, and they're just awesome. I love bears. They're incredible creatures. I love tigers, too. They're incredible creatures. But I was thinking about this a lot over the weekend. I think that old saying that styles make fights, I think that's real. I think it applies here, and here's my concern. The tiger's entire life, the tiger's basic instincts, it's how God made them, are go for the throat. That's how big cats hunt. Big cats will pounce on their prey. They will grab the throat and kill them. Grab a hold of them, sink your claws in, sink your teeth into the throat, finish them off. I'm worried about the grizzly bear's fighting style, because the grizzly bear's fighting style is standing up. When they brawl with other bears, they stand up or half stand up and they bite and hit each other. He's exposing the throat. I'm concerned his fighting style hurts the brawler. Anyway, Jesse, I pre-ordered the Anti-Communist Manifesto in audiobook form. How can I get an AC pin? His name is Jeff. And Jeff appreciates Buc-ee's like I do. Okay, again, one more time. The AC pins. It stands for anti-communism, but they're subtle. It just says AC, and it looks good, so it'll be something you can wear with anything. Just put your little lapel pin on. There's only 2,000 of them. They're going to mail them out to the people who ordered more than one, whether it's an audiobook and then a physical book or two physical books, whatever way you ordered more than one, but they don't automatically know that. You have to go to jessekellybook.com if you ordered more than one, and there you'll find the form to get your AC pin. And I think you just have to fill out some information and then upload a picture or two of your receipts or something like that. But that's where you go, jessekellybook.com. And if you bought more than one book, don't miss out on your pin. This is something we are going to begin on this show, an anti-communist community. And when you run into somebody who has an AC pin on, please sit down with them. Doesn't have to be a day-long commitment. People are busy. Sit down. Have some cheese sticks. Get a beer. Talk to them for a minute in the airport. That's a kinship there. We must become a community. We cannot do this alone. Hello, Jesse. Head of the biggest caucus in the world, the Anti-Communist Caucus. I'm just wondering, if former presidents get Secret Service protection for life and Trump goes to jail, will his guys go with him? It's from Eddie. Yes. Look, hey, let's hope Donald Trump doesn't go to prison, man. I am very worried that he's going to go to prison. Full disclosure, I'm very, very worried about it. I hope he doesn't. One, because he's innocent. Two, because of what that means for the country. Three, yes, Secret Service. It'll be, well, because we've never had this situation before, it'll be a brand new situation. But they would have to keep Trump isolated from the other inmates. And there's no question about it. He would need Secret Service protection because inmates love to kill famous people. Mike Tyson himself said after he got out of prison that he was legit concerned for his life many times in prison because guys wanted to kill him. Why? Well, that's quite a notch on the belt, isn't it? You can kill Mike Tyson. I would be very worried about his safety if he went, but they would know that too. So, yes, he would have Secret Service protection. I don't think he would ever get to talk to another inmate. They would keep him way away from everybody. You just couldn't do that. Jesse, I was listening to the podcast. I wasn't able to call in. I recalled a story a few years ago about, this is the animal desk thing. He's talking about the chimpanzees. Yeah, chimpanzees can get nasty. I remember that horrible story about that woman. I'm not going to go into the details of it because it was really gross. Her chimpanzee attacked her and almost like tortured her. She barely lived. It was horrible. Yeah, those things are nasty and super strong. You don't think so, but mega, mega strong. They're all made of muscle, like me. Jesse, I heard your segment from Tuesday's show regarding what you call stakeholder capitalism. The few funds available in my work are all managed by BlackRock, Vanguard, so on and so forth. How are we supposed to build our retirement accounts while trying to avoid investing our money in these big banks? Thanks for what you do. Okay, well, this answer gets complicated. In some ways, like if it's your work 401k or IRA, and that's obviously what sounds like what it is, then there's probably nothing you can do about that. Remember, there are ways that you're going to fail, either because of you, because it's your fault, or because... Look, once they take over every cultural institution like they do, they have us kind of boxed in. There are ways you're going to fail. Now, that said, I have heard of many good investment groups that are trying to break away from this. So keep your eyes out from that. That's just going to be a long struggle. That's going to be a long, long struggle figuring that out. I don't have a good answer for you there. I'm going to have to buy a new car next year. I'm going to go back to a pickup truck. I'm done with the midlife crisis car. I'm a pickup guy. What kind of pickup truck am I supposed to buy? What truck company isn't totally filled with all this commie filth? Go look around right now at Pride Month. Go look at the different trucks. Am I supposed to get a Chevy? A Dodge? I mean, those were always gay. Am I supposed to get a Ford? A Toyota? They've all gone the same way, but I'm going to need a truck. So someone's getting my money. This looks tough. All right, we'll do the questions I didn't get to, maybe some headlines I didn't get to. Let's do remember there are easy ways to put your money where your morals are, though. I may not have truck options, but we all have cell phone options. All of us. You have a cell phone. You pay it every month. You pay it probably automatically every month. Does your money automatically go to Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile every month so they can take your money and dump on your values? My money goes to PureTalk every month. One, save a fortune. Our bill got cut in half when we switched to PureTalk. Two, same great 5G network, so I have great coverage. I don't sacrifice coverage at all. And three, PureTalk, it's not just that they don't hate America. They love it. It's a patriotic company. And it takes 10 minutes to switch. You pick up the phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That will save you even more money, but do it now. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then we are checking out for the weekend. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Heads up for what's to come. Next week, the schedule should be pretty normal for radio. I say pretty normal. It's not going to be normal for TV. If you watch my TV show, I have a TV show every night on the 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern time. That may be weird. That may be a really weird schedule. That's one. Two,
for radio. It's media week. I do all kinds of media apparently before I do the actual book tour, which is the following week. So there are days next week where I have three or four other shows to do before I do my show. That's a long way to explain. There may be days next week when maybe I'm not quite as bouncing off the walls as I normally am. Bear with me. I think it'll be fine, but bear with me. You never know. It's a lot. Okay, so it's just a bunch of media. I know. Woe is me. Everyone feel bad for me because I have to do extra radio and TV. But I wanted to explain myself more than anything else. If I'm a little bit more Jeb Bush than normal, that's probably why. That's a big reason why. Hey, look, you want to talk about the
ocean? Thanks to National Oceanic and Oceanic Atmospheric and Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
And let's do remember, this is the new head of the CDC, a monster. Her name's Mandy Cohen, and she's a monster.
So I would call, probably the person I called most was the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. She worked for a Republican governor when she was like, are you going to let them have professional football? And I was like, nope. And she's like, okay, neither are we.
Ha, 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 ha. You going to let them? I'm not going to let them. Ha, ha, ha. Look how powerful I am. Monsters run this country, man. Tyrants. Tyrants who need to go to prison. All right, let's get to more questions. Jesse, DeSantis has received criticism for not speaking out against the Trump indictment sooner than he did, with some prominent commentators on the right saying he missed his moment. If Trump goes down for brewing seditious conspiracy in his Georgia indictment, is Heavy D doing the smart thing for himself by keeping his mouth shut and letting Trump burn? This has been a concern I have, and it's a concern that I've expressed. You know, I know people in both camps. I've expressed this concern to Team DeSantis over and over again. I don't know that there's a good answer, so it's not like I think they're screwing it up. But if you're Ron DeSantis and Trump goes down, and I believe he will, and Trump goes down for some bogus crap, what do you do? How do you handle that? People are going to be outraged. They're going to want to know you're against it. But at the same time, Trump is your primary opponent. They are opponents. Stop with the childish stuff. They're not on the same team until the primary is over. They're opponents. He's your primary opponent. How do you handle that? And I don't have the answer. I don't know that there is a good answer. I don't think you can remain silent and say nothing, because then it looks like you approve of that kind of ridiculousness. But you also can't turn your campaign into the Trump campaign overnight and start campaigning for him. I don't know how they handle it. I know that's going to be a needle that maybe cannot be threaded. You need to say something, but don't say too much, because look, we saw it happen last time, if you take any stock in the polls, which I generally don't, at least this far out. But Trump did get a bump in the polls when that New York indictment came down. Well, when you do the math and you realize he still has a New York trial, he still has a D.C. indictment. By the way, that D.C. indictment might be coming this month. That might be June or July. We're going to find out what that piece of commie trash Jack Smith is going to charge Trump with. But he's got another indictment coming. These indictments are giving Trump boosts. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he'd rather not have them, because he might end up in prison. But if you're Team DeSantis, I don't know how you handle that. And if you're on Team Trump, you've got to know to take advantage of that. No matter what DeSantis does, Team Trump's going to take advantage of it and point fingers at him and try to shift some of that blame onto DeSantis. It's standard politics, but they're going to do it. They're definitely going to do it. It'll be tough. Hey, look, I think he'll be okay if he's on chalk. Is he taking his male vitality stack? Are both of them? I don't know. Trump's like 80. DeSantis has a long campaign. What they need is testosterone. But I don't want him taking any of these injections, going down to these clinics, getting stuff injected in your arm. You don't need to do that. They need to be focusing on natural herbal supplements. Chalk has a male vitality stack. Chalk has a female vitality stack for the ladies. The male one's three different ones. I take all three every single day. Ben, the difference in how you feel, it's just amazing. You'll feel it after 90 days. After a year, you're like a different person.
35% off subscriptions. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. I almost forgot to play this from earlier.
The increase in the unemployment rate is much worse than expected and very significant, as you know. Usually when we rise by half a point from the lowest unemployment rate, it means the economy is going into recession. We just rose 0.3 in a month, and we're up 3/10 now from the low. So in other words, if this isn't revised away, the increase in the unemployment rate is potentially more meaningful than even the continued strength we're seeing in the payrolls.
Yeah, I didn't play it earlier. I thought about playing it in the opening because it is news. Unemployment went up. And then I thought to myself, man, it's friggin' Friday. That's a lot to deal with. You know economic trouble's coming. I've been warning you about this for a long time. People will have differences of opinion on how bad it will be. It's going to be a little recession. It'll be a severe recession. Oh, it's going to be Great Depression 2.0. It's going to be worse than the Great Depression. Look, opinions vary, but anyone telling you economic trouble isn't coming is somebody not paying attention. Jesse, did you ever have any training accidents firing mortars? We blew up a bunch of sheep when I was in the National Guard once. No, we didn't have any training accidents in my unit, but that's probably because they scared us out of that. Mortar shoots can be really dangerous, and we had a mortar unit. Basically, the whole unit was wiped out because they double-dropped around. They had dropped around, and you may wonder how it happens. It can get confusing out there, and they dropped another one on top of it and blew up a mortar round inside of the tube, essentially blew up two of them, and you're just going to kill everyone there. And you don't have to hear too many of those stories before you straighten up. Plus, we had really good NCOs when I first dropped to the fleet, and they were hard on us. Obviously, you're going to be sweating a lot. You're going to be working hard, but they were really, really good. NCOs are really good teachers. They are what runs the military. The NCOs do, the non-commissioned officers. They're who run things. And if you have good ones, man, you save your life, change your life for you. If you have bad ones, which are rare, but they exist, if you have bad ones, your life sucks. The NCOs have much more control over your training and your life than the friggin' officers. Anyway, enjoy your weekend. Put your phone down. We'll do it Monday, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.